Okay. What, our meeting is the Health, Education and Welfare, Business, Finance and Justice Committee meeting. I call this meeting to order. Representative Barnett, would you give us the chair, please?
Father, we come to you tonight and we are just thankful for the breath that you fill our lungs with. And I ask that each of us go forth today and breathe life into others and just proclaim your glory. You are the way, the truth, and the light, and only through you can anything be accomplished. So I ask that your spirit enter here, Father, and just fill us with positivity so that we can do your business. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Charlene A.
Here.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Johnny Green. James Jennings.
Here.
Lucian Tiger.
Present.
Pete Beaver.
Present.
Frank Coachman.
Here.
David Hill.
Here.
Robert Huff.
Here.
Adam Jones. Madam Chair, I got 8 present, 2 absent.
Okay. Quorum has been established and all business will be final. Valid. Whatever. Okay, approval of minutes. Did we have none?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we have none. Okay, first order of business is TR 15-038, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the Tulsa Creek Indian Community the use of the Great Seal of the Muscogee Creek Nation. The sponsor is Lucian Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion to be passed.
Second.
Okay, a motion's been made and seconded.
Madam Chair, I'd be a co-sponsor.
Okay. Does anybody? Okay, there's no. Is that okay, Lucian?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, is there any discussion on this? Comments?
Madam Chair, I can find this guy to explain what they're going to do with this, please.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Leonard Gowd. I'm the chairman of the Tulsa Creek Indian Community. We're trying to utilize the resources that we have, and we have we're selling cigarettes and cigarette lighters out of there. We have a lot of customers driving through because we're in a metropolitan area up there in Tulsa, and we think we can put a creek seal on cigarette lighters. It might sell. The seal is more recognizable than the Tulsa community seal. That's what we just want to put the seal on the cigarette lighters.
Okay. Is there any,
You know, I think it's a good idea, but what about the other communities that got smoke shops? Is it something that they would want to do too? And so, in this to the, all those communities that got smoke shops? Just the enterprise, I would think that was one.
Okay.
Mr. Wiley, this legislation is still just pertaining to TCIC
yes,
only, correct?
Because
each one has to come with their own
right.
Legislation.
Any commercial use of the nation seal has to be approved by the National Council, so they would separately have to come through and get that.
Oh, every each one?
You could do them all on one bill if you wanted to, but you know they would need to get separate approval. You could either do it separately as legislation separately or on one huge bill. But they definitely would
have to. Each community would have to decide if they wanted to do
correct.
That. But the opportunity would be there if we just passed it with one huge bill, right?
Well, but that bill's not ready yet, though. It hasn't been prepared.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have that in front of you tonight. All you have is the one from
Tulsa.
Because they had to.
So this is something that if we wanted
to
do.
They took the initiative to offer this idea, and so they're here tonight. But any others would have to be approved by new legislation.
Okay.
Mr.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Hey, Mr. Jennings.
That would require a resolution from each community if you want that anyway. So, for them to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Waller, will this require a resolution from the
This one tonight?
There is one.
Yeah, it will.
Okay,
yeah.
Come back.
That's
never the mind.
Ms. Barnett.
This is just limited to the lighters.
In the community resolution, it says the Riverside Smoke Shop has a need to sell merchandise with the Muscogee Creek Nation seal. So what exactly, I mean, and in our, the tribal resolution, it really only says Zippo lighters or similar tobacco accessories. So is the seal and merchandise, okay. So what all are you planning on selling?
Well, first of all, cigarette lighters for sure. If there's t-shirts, because we do have walk-in customers. So we're looking at cigarette lighters, and there's the I'm not smoking, so I'm trying to sell cigarettes. The tobacco for the pipes, they come in pouches. And we're trying to figure out how to put the seal on the pouches also. So we're just trying to find any products to put the Creek Nation seal on it, which will advertise the name of Creek Nation.
Anything else?
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any comments or discussions?
I guess just one comment. It kind of opens it up, because if we open it up to TCIC to sell merchandise, then where does it stop? And there's a reason that we have to authorize the use of the logo, because it's the Creek Nation's logo. So, I mean, I'm not actually opposed to them selling merchandise, but I think that it should be distributed and decided on what items from the nation. So, like, if our tourism department bought 1,000 Zippo lighters and wanted to sell them at wholesale to the smoke shop so they could mark them up and sell them a profit, I don't have a problem with that. But once we approve this, we won't have any control or say on what the seal goes on. What if it's on a product that we don't want it on?
I mean, if you want to, if you want to amend it to strictly identify lighters only, that's, you do that.
You want to do that? Talk with tourism, or
Mr. Wiley, you know when the didn't Coweta at one time use a seal? Did they specifically when they had to? Did they use a seal one time for something on Coweta community?
That's right. I was chair of Coweta community when Mr. Barry came down here and asked the tribe to fund the embroidery shop.
Yeah.
So I was chair of that, and we came up here, and we were given the seal exclusively for any product. It was just open.
That's what I was thinking, too. That's what I was thinking, too. They had already been there, done that before.
So. The other thing was, there was no time limit on that. It's the same as this here. There's not a time frame on here, so I'm wondering if it's 90 days, 1 year, I don't know.
I think as broadly as this is written, it's for all time, it seems to me. And merchandise means anything, so it's pretty broad TR. If you're concerned about it, you can limit it. You can limit it to lighters or particular objects if you don't want to give blanket approval. If you're concerned about that, Ms. Barnett, that's one option. But the way this is written, like, it applies to any merchandise, T-shirts, cigarette lighters, water bottles, shoes, coats, whatever.
Any other comments? Do you have any? Did you want to make an amendment? Just on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a motion to strike the words on line 27 and merchandise. Just and merchandise, those two words. That way it would be limited to Zippo lighters or similar tobacco accessories.
Like cigar cutters or something like that.
Well, exactly what tobacco accessories are.
I don't either.
Josh, I second that.
He seconds that. Can I ask them a question before
we
vote on this?
Yes.
What tobacco accessories do you currently sell?
We sell everything. We even take orders when we go out and find it. So.
Well, I mean, I don't know what tobacco accessories mean. I mean, you.
There's something that comes out every year about tobacco. Even these, we haven't ventured into it, but even those Viper things.
The vapors?
The vapor things. There's accessories to those things also. We don't have a lot of stuff in that, but you know, things are coming up all the time with that kind of stuff. So I can't really say we're only going to have this type of accessories. Is there something that we can use?
Cigar cutters. Or,
do you sell pinch hitters?
So what?
Pinch hitters.
What's that?
A lot of smoke shops do. That's why I'm asking. I don't want the Creek Seal on a pinch hitter.
What is it?
It's a little one-hit pipe that people smoke pot in.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Seriously, do we want the seal on a pinch hitter? I mean, that's why I'm asking.
That's right.
I have children. Educate yourself if you have children, okay?
Daddy, let's just make it to the Zippo letters.
Okay, so.
Yeah, but I would think.
Strike out our similar tobacco.
I would think the community would know better than to put the seal on certain products, you know. Pinch hitters might be the one, but what other products are there out there that would do?
I don't know. Smoke. Yes.
Being a chairman out there, we're trying to encourage you to start a youth group out there, and we're trying to get the seniors involved, we're trying to get young people involved, and our smoke shop she's a pretty stern lady. She goes out and tries to make the business for us, and that's the kind of person we need in there. But she's the same as the majority of people in the community. They are they're faith-driven. She goes to church a lot, so I don't think she would be doing that kind of thing, selling products of that nature. Or even these little tips.
But if she doesn't know what they are, and they're not going to be called that in a catalog when you get them, but. I mean, it was just an example of something that I wouldn't want the seal on.
Being a chairman, I can put out an insurance, something like that's not happening, because I don't smoke, so I don't even encourage that kind of thing either.
Or maybe we could add no drug paraphernalia. Do not put seal on drug paraphernalia.
Well, let me do this. Let me withdraw my previous motion. Okay? Sorry, Gacy. He withdraws a second. And then I make a new motion to strike the language on line 27 or similar tobacco accessories and merchandise. So it limits it to the Zippo lighters.
Well, what if they want to sell t-shirts or hats or something like that? Merchandise is struck, then they'd have to come back for every item like that they want to us.
Or they could get them from tourism. Tourism already has those items.
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Yeah. Only the merchandise.
Well, she's a motion for it. Who said anybody second it?
No.
So.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded.
This is going to be the amendment.
Okay.
Madam Chair, would you go?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. With those, that being struck, is that acceptable to you or just for the Zippo lighters at this point in time?
Oh, we're fine, because it's a promotional product. We're not sure if it's going to go or not. We're just trying something new.
So thank you. All right, thank you.
Okay. Are there any other comments? Discussion? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I have 8 in favor, 0 against.
Okay. That amendment.
Oh, 7 in favor. Excuse me.
That amendment carries back to the main motion.
Roll call.
Roll call vote, please.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Frank Coachman?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Robert Huff?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I have 7 in favor, 0 against.
Okay. That carries. I'll go before the full council. Okay. We're down to other business. Announcements?
Yes. I ran this meeting is over. I have a joint meeting between LNC and BF&J.
Okay. Any other announcements?
Motion adjourned.
Second.
Okay. David Hill, would you give us the benediction, please?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day you've given us. We ask that you be with each and every one. Father, we go to our homes and ask that you bless each and every one. Ask for your guidance and wisdom. Father, we ask on your precious holy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.